Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our now 200 plus stations coast to coast. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by Nationwide Superior Travel Experts and their incredible discount travel deals up to 70% off your favorite destinations. If you're thinking about some travel this summer, weather's getting nicer, whether it's 10 miles away or 10,000 miles away, give the Superior Travel Experts a call at 800-430-7923. Get it done for up to 70% off. That's 800-430-7923. Send me a postcard, gang. Sitting here, coffee in hand, the crew says hello. Going with caramel spice. How do you say it when it's coffee? Maybe it's caramel spice. Sent in by, I have to do a special shout out. I'm loving the shipments from Nikki Q of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you so much. Looking out the studio windows. Hey, man, we're here in the Philadelphia area. This doesn't happen too often. Tornado warnings going off right and left last night. So grateful for the technology that sends these warnings out in the dead of night. How else are you going to know? But the nerves are still shot. I'm double-fisting the coffee this morning due to somewhat lack of sleep, which honestly shows what a wimp I am compared to our listeners in the Midwest who have endured the real thing, damage and all. Please know that we're paying attention. We're seeing all this for our listeners. My gosh, too many cities to count. KTLR 890 Oklahoma City jumps to mind. Who else? Missouri, KBNN 750 Springfield, KZLI in Tulsa, Dallas, KFJZ. My gosh, St. Louis, WGNU, so many others. Please be safe. We are all thinking and praying for you. Keep those weather radios on. If you don't have one, go out and get one. There are apps for your phone. Guys, I've got the cheapest, most rinky-dink Fisher-Price phone in America. I even have weather warnings on mine. There are weather apps. Put them on, get them on, and hang tough. We're all thinking about you. This week, covering the latest comedy act. Yeah, I know. I'm getting about my voice. Voice is still a little deeper, still working the Demi Moore voice. Had a bit of a cold going on before. And coming out of the other end of it, no fever, no anything, you know, certainly not contagious. It's just the usual springtime cold as we go from, you know, 20 degrees to 120 degrees. It's been the oddest springtime. But you want to know something? Small segue here. The one item that has been speeding up this cold, it's cheap, it's effective, it rocks it, it works it so quickly. Vinegar, apple cider vinegar. I'm not talking about glugging it, guys. I'm talking about two spoonfuls of it. You do and you kind of, it sounds gross. It's not meant to sound gross, but I'm telling you it works. If you have any kind of cold symptoms going on, the stuffed up nose, the craziness, not only do you work it old school with a bunch of steam in the shower, maybe do a pot of steam, breathe that in for a couple of minutes, but vinegar, apparently, and this is flat out fact, you gargle with it a bit, you kind of rinse your mouth with it a bit, and then you take a couple of tablespoons of it and you swallow it to let it work down your throat. It kills all the germs. It takes everything off the vocal cords that might be taking, you know, might be giving you some problems. I'm telling you, it works. All of these fancy schmancy different medications out there and everything else isn't coming close to a couple of steam baths a day, doing the vinegar, voice is coming back, cough is long gone, sore throat's long gone. It works. There it is. So just putting that out there. So latest home improvement moves at Chateau Hagopian. We talked last week about the 80% off, actually probably more than that, closer to 90% off retail room redo on Robbie's room. Fabulous feedback on the bunk bed, the desk, the dresser combo, that whole combo we got off Craigslist for over 80% retail. It sells for $950 retail. We got it for $150 in like new condition. What is that? It's like one-fifth the cost, so like 75% off. Since then, this past week, I went through so many rooms for another clean out, stuff we never use that's been in closets forever. The purging continues and it feels phenomenal. I had bags upon bags of clothing from all family members ready to go. And then it happened. All right. Victor's car had to go into the shop. What does that mean? Here's what that means. With his Buick in the shop for brakes, I think it's going to be done today. He takes my dependable Lincoln Town Car to work. And that leaves me with the Blue Bomber, our dependable, adored 1993 station wagon. This thing has been to the moon in terms of miles, okay? And so I kind of blame Victor for this, as I deflect, because his car's in the shop. I'm driving the Blue Bomber, which everyone knows is legendary for luring great bargains to frolic in front of me like drunken Disney forest characters, okay? That's what you drive the Blue Bomber, it will attract you like a small planet, like a small yet powerful planet as it drives through the Frugalverse. It just attracts these amazing deals. Not only that, it has the space to bring them home. So I go to Goodwill with these bags of donations. Really, that's the only reason I went. Can Victor really look surprised when I return with two beautiful lamps, huge, gorgeous, like a marbleized at the bottom, gorgeous lamps for the master bedroom. It's a perfect fit to go with the marbleized fireplace that we just did not long ago. Three huge bolts of professional furniture fabric. It's Scotch guarded. It's perfect for the ugly cushions on the back patio furniture, not the front patio that we just did last year, not so long ago. That still looks great. The back patio is a hot mess. And this is furniture fabric, Scotch guarded, gorgeous, straight from like Joanne Fabrics for about 95% off. Okay. Not only that, here's the big one. And a lovely TV cabinet. It comes about shoulder height on me. It is perfect for the guest bedroom that we just did in the sage and the purple. Remember that one? I need a TV cabinet in there, but I didn't want to spend hundreds of bucks. So these two beautiful, gorgeous lamps, about, I want to say about $500 in fabric with these bolts of fabric and this TV cabinet, which will retail easily for hundreds. And I get it all in the Blue Bomber, thanks to the Blue Bomber, for just $39, okay? So wish me luck when I attempt. This just happened yesterday. Wish me luck when I attempt with a straight face to ask Victor to help me lift the cabinet out of the car so I can paint it. We have a big event coming up in the next couple of weeks here at the house. I really want the house to look nice. This cabinet's going to be great. I want to get the cushions done for the back patio too, get these lamps up. So this was all so fortuitous. Actually, I think I'm going to have the kids help me out taking the cabinet out of the car. Yeah, that's what's going to work. And then I'm going to paint it. Stay tuned for the before and afters. So there you go. Pics to come on Facebook. Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. See the befores and the afters. And if you have any projects you want to jump into, but the budget's a little tight, get yourself to your local Goodwill. I am telling you, the quality, the selection is fab. The prices are divine. And you're going to have a blast working with these Goodwill finds. Your home is going to look more beautiful. It's your personal touches all over it. And your money stays in the bank where it belongs. Everybody's a winner. You got to love it. Now, what I wanted to touch upon, this is something a lot of people are sending me info on. We got to do a show on it. We're thinking about retiring with $1 million. People think it's a joke. I'm never going to retire with $1 million. That's ridiculous. That's insane. That is not insane. And I have the goods from no fewer than, I want to say, a half dozen retirees who all did their entire working life in solid middle class, like where I am, middle class, solid salaries. This isn't people who are bringing in $500,000 a year. These are people who are bringing in, let's see here, 75 grand a year, 50 grand a year. One person here who wants to remain nameless, $42,000 a year on average through their working career, now retiring at the age of 73 with $1 million in investments. And what I want to talk about are the huge money moves for middle income Americans like you and I, and the money mistakes. Because what's better to learn from when it comes to what you want to do, what you don't want to do, than hearing it straight from the people who got it done, okay? When you want to learn how to lose weight, you don't go to somebody who's still in the process, whatever else. You might get a couple of good ideas. The big wow factor is when you talk to someone who got it done, maybe even decades ago, still kept the weight off, those are the people you want to hear from. And when it comes to money management, I want to hear from people very similar to myself, solid middle-class Americans, working hard, not a lot of free time, certainly not a lot of time to devote to the stock market or any other investments, who got it done on very reasonable salaries and still left the market, left for retirement party with the balloons streaming out the back window with $1 million in investments. Brilliant. So when you keep hearing this crap about how it's impossible to retire the way you want to, here's exactly how these people did it. Here's their five go-to moves. You want to get it done? Here's the next thing. This is exactly what you want to do too. Here's the biggest mistake that they lean away from, that they cannot counsel enough people on. Do this. Make more than the minimum payment on your credit cards. And we've talked about this before. I'm not going to do a huge amount of time on it. This Primerica survey found that 1 in 3 middle-income Americans say credit card debt's their biggest financial concern. Honestly, my interactions with people, I think that's actually kind of higher. When you've got credit card debt, you are paying someone else to live the good life with those payments. You pay $1,000 for something on a credit card, you make the minimum payments, you're actually paying about $3,000 for something like that, sometimes even more. If you have an accumulated balance over time, it is your A number one mission in life to pay that down. I'm not joking. If you've got credit card debt that is running your life, you are never going to retire with the money you want. You want to make that a huge priority. I know, the time's flying. Guys, hang out for a minute. More strategies right after this. Cheap is small, and not
too steep, but best of all. Looking for high-speed internet where you live, but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707, 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking today about your plans for retirement. Sounds kind of dry and boring, but you know what's not dry and boring? Retiring with this huge, fat amount of money in savings that lets you live a lifestyle that you deserve. That's what I'm talking about. And whether you're listening in your 20s, in your 90s, somewhere in between, you've got retirement plans, whether you say them out loud or not. You don't have to say them out loud. I'm going to say them out loud for you. When I connect with people, it's always a magic number, $1 million in the bank. Sometimes some people, like, I love when they say, I'd love to have $500,000 in the bank. Very doable. I don't know your age. You know my age. I'm 50. And I'm here to tell you that if you're starting at 50, starting at 20, starting at 70, starting at later, there are tips and tricks and strategies you can put into play that are going to make it far easier than you ever thought possible. This is info and advice straight from middle-income Americans who got it done. And one of the biggest things they recommend, they talked before the break, knock out that credit card debt. You're better than that. You're above that. And why are you paying for these credit card companies to ride around in stretch limos instead of keeping the money in your bank account? Enough said about that. Next up, the biggest tip from people who have gotten it done, start early rather than later. If you're in your 50s, start now. If you're in your 20s, start now. If you're in your 70s, nothing is too late. Start now. Here's some numbers. You ready for this? Here's the dream boat numbers, first of all. As I talk about my own kids, they're in, you know, Katie's about to start high school. Robbie's about to start, you know, he's going with middle school still. Starting very early with them, people are already talking about college plans for their kids, as well they should be. Here's some interesting ways to use that money. If you are one of the Americans out there that have maybe a couple of shillings put together for your kids' education, you're wondering the best place to put them. You guys already know I'm a huge fan of the smaller satellite campuses, the community colleges, that kind of thing. Very easy for the kids to handle their own school debt. It's a great way to kind of introduce them into paying off debt. What then do you do with, say, the $10,000 you have saved up, you were thinking about allocating for the kids? Think about putting it into a retirement account for them. Do you want to know the beauty of compound interest? Here are some delicious, downright sexy numbers. Okay, throwing them out there. Say you've got 25 grand ready to go. Maybe that's pie in the sky. Maybe it's not. A lot of people I know, they have the means to put together 25 grand for their kids' college education. They go to a community college instead, graduate with zero debt, go to work right away, fantastic careers. You put that 25 grand into a standard 6.5% fund, which is what historically it's getting. You start that fund at 21 and you end, and you don't put anything else into it. You put 25 grand in there and you don't add another penny ever. You do that at 21. By the time your kids retire at age 70, that 25 grand, which would maybe pay for a half a semester at some of the pricier overpriced schools out there, that 25 grand at a standard 6.5%, you put it into an account when they're 21, they take it out when they're 70, $650,000. That's the power of compound interest. You want to start a little later? Maybe you start at 50. Maybe you've been to college. Maybe you went and did other things. You've got debt going on. You're 50 years old. You're thinking there's nothing I can do. That is crap. You want to try something else? Say you're starting at 50 years old. You put a very reasonable amount of $200 a month into an account like this at 6.5%. 30 years later, maybe you're retiring in your 80s. That's going to be $225,000. I love this. I'm stuttering because the numbers are so fabulous. $200 a month starting when you're 50. And I'm sorry, just about everybody out there can do $200 a month. All right, when you're 50, the grown-ups put in at least $200 a month. At 6.5%, that's about $250,000. You want to go a little more grown-up style and say you're starting at 50, you don't have a penny in the bank yet, or the people you love don't have a penny in the bank yet. You go to $500 a month, just taken straight off your pay, straight into this untouchable account, making the standard average of 6.5%. That, in just a few years, is $500,000. All right, you start when you're 50, leave it in there for 3 decades, because I hate to tell you, if you're not saving anything right now at age 50, you will be working until at least age 80. I'm planning on working till at least age 80, and I've got my ducks somewhat in a decent row regarding finances. You just want to stay in the workforce. But what you want as you stay in the workforce is the solid knowledge that at age 80, you can stop being in the workforce. And if you don't have a penny saved and you're at age 50 right now or close to it, $500 a month put into an account, you keep it in there for 30 years, you keep going each month, $500 a month, $500,000. That's a beautiful thing. And you want to up your game just a little bit. You want to go big or go home. You want to cut out the dinners out. You want to cut out the pricey vacations and go for something a little more standard. You want to drive your car a few more years rather than go out and buy a new one. And you want to go big with $1,000 a month starting at age 50. All right, imagine if you start earlier, gang. I'm just talking age 50 because that's my age right now. And I know a heck of a lot of people, good people, hardworking, unbelievable people, who don't have a penny saved for retirement. They're putting that oxygen mask on everybody else's face in case of emergency before they put on their own. And they're getting ready to financially pass out. Don't pass out, guys. Put the mask on your own face. And for the sake of your kids and the next generation, start taking care of your own retirement. Here's how you do it. Go big or go home, guys. $1,000 a month. That's $30 a day. That's one, you don't buy the car so quickly. You don't go out to the expensive vacations. You don't buy the crazy dinners out every week like so many people I know and love do. $1,000 a month. You got nothing saved. Age 50. $1,000 a month for 30 years. That's going to bring you to a cool $1.1 million in just a few short decades. You and I both know how fast the last few decades have flown by. The next ones are going to fly by even faster. You want to be in the catbird seat? Put pen to paper, drive to the bank that needs you far more than you need it. Put it to work, making your hard-earned money grow. You deserve it. The next generation deserves it. Put your money to work for you, not at the how many things are we all wasting money on? We've all done it. And that's not going to lead to a solid retirement. The very people who turned a middle-class income over decades into a million-dollar, sometimes multi-million-dollar retirement, this is their advice. When they've done it, they've gotten it done. That's what you got to do. Next up, somewhat related, take advantage of your retirement plans. A lot of people out there know everything about cars or cooking or kids or landscaping or whatever it is. And they're too shy to pick up the phone or go to maybe their company's, whatever counselor, financial counselor you've got there. And they're too shy or nervous about asking about retirement plans. Go to your bank and talk about a retirement plan. Because all of these numbers I've been throwing out at you, that's just standard savings accounts. You want to know something that's going to goose your investment huge? Let's talk about a 401k, where not only are you putting money in there, your employer is matching part of it. It's free money. Not only is it free money from your employer, it's free money combined with compound interest. I'm going to say that again because it feels so good. Free money from your employer combined with compound interest. You want to get to that million-dollar retirement just a little faster? Just, put down the shy button, march into whatever bank or counselor or whatever HR director, because they live for this crap, and get your money in line to work its butt off for you the way you do for it, and get the absolute gas pedal floored on this million-dollar retirement. And I want to hear from you guys, too. If you've got go-to moves that maybe everybody should know about but doesn't, find me, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour, you know what that means. Time for your weekly update on all the real estate news fit to print with none other than the gentleman to my right, Dad. Welcome back, sir. And hello. Your birthday, sir. Happy B-Day.
Thank you very
Good
much.
Stuff.
You know, I'm not much for birthdays, but you know what? You don't turn 60 every year.
Exactly right.
You don't turn 60 every
Precisely.
Year.
Precisely.
So we'll let people have a party
Big
this
news.
Time. We'll let people have a party this time. But anyway, if you have questions about real estate, folks, please tap into the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, which is...
That number, guys. Call or text anytime. You've got questions. The information's always changing. Dad's got the answers. 484-574-4088.
That's 484-574-4088. And if you would like any one of our number of up-to-date reports on what's happening in the real estate market, go on to the website, dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com. Thinking of selling your house, here's the updated seller guide. If you're thinking of buying a house, here's the updated buyer guide. If you're wondering what your house is worth, here's how to get the most complete price evaluation available on the web. If you're wondering what your neighbor's houses are listing and selling for, there's a series of reports we can get for that. And if you're wondering what you need to do to get your house to sold, there is an updated report that I update every month on that.
Fantastic.
So just go on to Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, and we'll get that information out to you pronto. Okay, well, Chrissy, what has our loyal cadre of listeners been calling in about and Facebooking and emailing and what kind of the general gist of the questions we've been getting here?
You have got a very excited group of listeners coast to coast who are ramping up for what you described correctly as what's going to be a phenomenal summertime market. So you've got some people out there.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be something. Well, the weather here in Philadelphia is getting beautiful.
Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas. They got a few tornadoes down there.
Made of tougher stuff than I am.
So you folks who are listening to us down in that neck of the woods, our thoughts are with you. Our prayers are with you. And keep your head down and keep your radios tuned in to the alert station, I guess.
Yep, our listeners, KTLR in Oklahoma City, God bless. Stay tough and just know we're thinking of you.
And those of you who aren't in the storm zone, if you could send a few prayers that way, that wouldn't hurt either.
Yep, and again, our listeners, you just made me think of them. KTLR 890 in Oklahoma City, God bless and stay tough. We're all thinking of you and stay safe. Forget about the branches and the wreckage and everything else. Anything that can be taken care of with a bulldozer, not a problem.
That's right.
There you go.
But anyway, some of the questions have been what?
It's boiling down. There's a few distinct ones that keep jumping out at me. One of them sent to us by Celeste. She has had her house on the market now for, I believe, about 5 weeks or so.
Okay.
And I realize that markets change from city to city, but generally we're on a pretty swift trend from going from putting the sign in the yard to getting to sold.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 5 weeks. She didn't expect it to be quite this long. She feels like houses are selling in less time around her. Should she make upgrades in her house? Should she lower the price by 10%, 5%, 1%? What's the next best move to get, the fires reignited underneath this house?
Okay, Celeste, that is a very, very good question, and it's one that I get a lot, particularly when I am listing a house and the owners and I are coming up with our initial listing price. And they ask me, well, John, what are you going to recommend if it doesn't sell? If it doesn't sell? And that sounds like exactly the situation that Celeste is in right there. Well, Celeste, what that probably means is that your house is overpriced.
Okay.
It might be overpriced for the condition. It might be overpriced for the location, but it's probably overpriced. The other possibility is that the marketing on your house has been very, very poor.
Oh.
The internet marketing processes that your realtor is using do need to be up to speed and up to date. And I would have a sit down with my realtor and say, okay, how are you marketing my house?
Okay.
What have you done to get the word out to everybody who might be interested in buying a house in this area? And then just sit down and have a conversation with him or her. And by the way, he or she should be calling you at least once a week and sending you reports on what's happening with numbers of showings and number of people coming through, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
If you think that your house is being reasonably well marketed and you've been on the market for 5 weeks at the same price and no offers, that is a pretty good indication that your house is overpriced.
Okay.
Now, I did lots of research, and I suspect that the same thing is true. But what I found was that if your house has been on the market, Celeste, for 5 weeks and you have no offer, it's been on the market for the same price, there's a 70% chance that your house is overpriced and you're not going to get an offer in the current market.
Those are pretty good odds.
Yeah, those are pretty good odds.
Work the math.
I did the research, like I say, in dozens of townships, and sometimes the numbers would turn out to be there's a 65% probability. Sometimes there's a 75% probability, but it always averaged around 75% was the chance that you weren't going to get an offer if you'd had it on the market at the same price for 5 weeks.
Okay.
So my recommendation to people at that point in time is that you drop the price by 5%.
5%. Okay.
So if you've got a house on the market for $400,000, give or take a little bit, I would recommend a price change of $20,000.
Okay. Take it down by 20, reinvigorate the crowds, have them take another look at it.
Yep. And the reason that that is the right choice to make is that, you see, people enter their searches into the multiple listing service and to the websites like Realtor.com. And by the way, I always recommend that you use Realtor.com if you're putting in your own individual home search, because they're the ones with the most up-to-date information. Truly, a Zillow, that stuff can be way, 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 way out of date. So always recommend Realtor.com. But for example, if your house is priced at $400,000 and somebody has decided that their top budget for buying a house is $380,000, they won't see your house because it's outside their price range. Now, if you drop the price by $20,000 to $380,000, then it's right at the top of their price range and they will see it.
Yep.
So that is how you get more exposure, by dropping your price. So I always recommend at 5 weeks, if you've been on the market for 5 weeks, no offers, same price, 70% chance that the market is telling you that your house is overpriced.
Yep.
Now, I always leave it up to the sellers to make the decision as to whether or not they want to drop the price. Say, my recommendation is strong that we drop the price at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will tell me, well, John, you know what? I'm just not convinced that we're overpriced, and I'd like to leave it at the same price for a little while longer.
Okay.
Their price, it's their house, it's their money. So it's really their decision. Say, look, I have no problem leaving it there for another few weeks. But that same research that I did, Christy, said that if you leave it on the market for 65 days, 30 days on top of the initial 35, then you're up to a 90% chance that you're not going to get an offer in the present market.
There you go.
And those are pretty good odds. I'd love to take those odds to Las Vegas or Atlantic City or any place else that you've got gambling going on. And at that point in time, I will get very insistent that we need to drop the price by 20%.
It's just common sense.
Yep. And if somebody says to me, well, you know what, John, I'm just not willing to go any lower, depending on what their circumstances are, there's a chance that I may say, well, you know what, I'm not sure that I can meet your expectations at that price level. So perhaps it's best if we not do business any longer. Because I don't want to try and mislead you, and if I continue to list your house at this price, even though I think there's not a chance we're going to get an offer, that's at least kind of an implicit promise to you that I think I can do something with it. I really don't believe that I can. And then depending upon how the conversation goes, what kind of a relationship I've had with the people, I may or may not continue to list the house. They may have very, very good reasons for wanting to not list for a lower price. Maybe they don't really care if they move in the next 6 months or a year, in which case I might well say, yeah, I'll hold on, because ultimately the market is going to catch up to where your house is priced.
Oh, it certainly will.
Celeste, the answer to your question is, if you've been on the market for 5 weeks, same price, no offers, 70% chance that your house is overpriced. So
yep.
I would have a heart-to-heart with your realtor about how it's being marketed. If you're convinced it's being marketed pretty well, consider dropping the price.
Yep, and you know what? And Celeste, don't make the mistake that I've made on occasion in my home buying quest, where we were going through a bunch of fixers and we put in bids. We put in bids on handfuls of them. Didn't quite go through for whatever reason, be it the inspection, whatever else. Don't let it become emotional. If you've got a house that you are convinced, you know, is worth $400,000, plus, it's worth $450,000, and I'm already pricing it at $400,000. The psychology involved in home buying and home selling is profound. Just kind of take a step back, look at the math, look at your numbers, look at the experience you're going through right now, and just embrace a quick moment of critical thinking, lower the prices you need to, and watch that house get taken care of.
Mm-hmm. It can be a very, very emotional thing, especially for sellers.
Probably
more so for sellers than buyers, because buyers have got kind of a plethora of choices to look at. Sellers just got one.
Exactly.
But that's what I would recommend. 5 weeks, no offers. Highly probable that your house is overpriced.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's the good news, because honestly,
mm-hmm.
that's easily fixed.
You
don't want to hear, you know what, you need to redo your entire bathroom. You need to redo the entire kitchen. That's why it's not selling. No, that's not it. All you need to do, 5% is really not that much. It seems like a lot when you're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of investment. Take it down that 5% and you will find yourself the happy owner of a sold house.
That's exactly right. And I have had compatriots of mine in the business who will go back to a seller and say, well, the reason your house isn't selling is because your kitchen is too old.
Right.
I have had people who would recommend, update your whole kitchen, update your bathroom.
Yep.
Spend $30,000, $40,000. Well, that probably will help your house sell quicker, but statistics show that putting in that new kitchen, putting in that new bathroom is not going to get you back all the money that you spent.
Exactly. And it's all about the investment you're making.
That's right.
It be about emotions.
Mm-hmm. So that is how I would handle the deal if you've been on the market for 5 weeks and no offers.
Right.
Chances are that's the marketplace telling you, Celeste, I'm sorry, but your house is overpriced.
Exactly.
Okay. And Chrissy, I see we've about come to the end of the segment here.
Yes. The time does fly. It does that every week. Guys, find Dad online, dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com. You've got questions about real estate. We all do. If you're thinking about buying or selling or renting or flipping, the best thing you can do is connect with a seasoned, experienced real estate professional. And hang on for a minute. We'll be right back right after this.
Cheap and small, not too steep, the best of all.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now, and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from from Whole Home Connect, you'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about your go-to moves if you are 21, if you are 101, on how to goose your retirement savings and make your life just a little bit easier financially. You deserve it. I want it to happen. Now, we talked about keeping your debt low, paying off those credit cards. You're throwing money out the window every month. You don't pay those things off in full. Make a plan, stick to the plan. We talked about your retirement plans. Now, you say you're self-employed. So many of our listeners are self-employed. Go to the bank. They live for this crap. They absolutely live. And they're such marvelous, sexy geeks when it comes to how to make your money, maximize your retirement accounts, any kind of plans you have, talk to them. They will hold the door for you, sprinkle the rose petals at your feet, figuratively. They live for this stuff. Go work them. Make them work for their cash. And better yet, it will benefit you with more cash in your bank account as well. Here's something that I wanted to make sure we touched on, because this is something that universally, the entire handful of self-made middle income, their entire lives, now retired millionaires, this is one of the top things every single one of them agreed on. You start putting these retirement funds into play. You start feeding them every month. And then, of course, something's going to happen. So, you know, maybe your beautiful kid, you know, breaks an arm. Maybe a car is dead. You know, maybe you've got some huge home improvement thing that has to happen. Maybe you've got a family member that desperately needs some sort of financial help. It happens to everybody. Fill in the blank with whatever, you know, mishaps are going to come your way or maybe have already come your way. The A number one thing that they talk about, never, ever, ever draw on your retirement funds before retirement. It is so tempting, guys. You want to play the hero. It is your mentality. Take it as a compliment. It is your personality to want to scoop in and rescue people financially. Everybody wants to do it. They want to be that guy. I get it. I applaud it. It's a great personality trait. In this case, don't do it with your retirement funds. It's so tempting to borrow. You see all those zeros, you're ready to go. You're tempted to cash them out to deal with what, you know, more immediate fiscal hardships. But it's almost always a horrifically bad idea to do so. In addition to all of the taxes and the fees, which are horrific, you guys. We're talking ridiculous pounding about the head and shoulders financially when it comes to these fees. It's a little crazy. You will also lose the magical golden positive effect of compounding on the withdrawn funds. Okay, this is straight from the blue collar, middle income, their entire lives, now millionaires, saying as to what do and what not to do, don't ever draw on your retirement funds. Okay, here's one that I wanted to make sure we touched on because I was not aware of this and it caught my eye because this is for people my age. Take advantage of IRS catch-up rules, like catcher in the rye, catch-up rules. When you turn 50, I love this. You can take advantage of the IRS catch-up rules. They're designed to help those who are behind in their savings track, okay? And 3 out of 4 people you walk by on the street, people that you know at work that you think have them all together, neighbors with the fancy car and maybe the new addition, you know they've got it together, right? Wrong. 3 out of 4 people, and that's a very low conservative estimate, I think. 3 out of 4 people not on track when regards to their savings, much less their retirement. Fortunately, you can also take advantage of those same rules when you're ahead. Okay, so get out of the debt, pay off the credit cards. And for 2019, the IRS rules that allows those over 50 years old, pick me, to contribute an extra $6,000 to a, I know my voice is nuts, I'm sorry, Demi Moore can make this voice work. I just sound like the kid who had to stay home sick from the school trip. It's very stuffed up. My apologies. Here's the cool thing. Those above 50 years old, pick me and above, to contribute an extra $6,000 to a 401k plan and an additional $1,000 to an IRA. Okay? This is tax-free money. This is money that you deserve to have in your bank account, deserve to have in your retirement account. The regular contribution limits are $19,000 to a 401k and $6,000 to an IRA. I love that. So see if you qualify. Get in there, make it happen. Free money, guys. Can't emphasize that enough. FM, free money. Next, keep your debt low. Straight from the mouths of people who had super tight budget, guys. Middle income Americans now, I love this. I can't say this enough. Retiring with $1 million in the bank. Keep your debt low. You cannot save money when you're carrying excessive debt, especially high interest credit card debt. Make it happen. Next up, because I want to make sure we get this in, automate your deductions. That's a fancy phrase for just do what I do, idiot-proof it for yourself. You got 50,000 things to do today. Don't add any complicated steps when it comes to your retirement. Automate everything. Decide the number that you can have taken out of your paycheck, taken out of your bank account each week, idiot-proof it, automate it. The bank lives for this crap, and it's done. You never need to think about it again, okay? Set up automatic deductions for, you name it, your emergency funds, your retirement funds, you're helping the kids or the grandkids through college or into community college, so you can then put those funds into a retirement account for them. Funds. You get the point, and it doesn't have to be much. Even if it's just 10 bucks a week, 10 bucks a week, you know what that turns into? 520 bucks a year, okay? Try doing that for a few years, maybe 10 years. See how well that does for the kids, the grandkids, or the person in the mirror. You have to make it become a habit, an easy, effortless habit that other people handle for you, and you keep doing it week after week, month after month, year after year, and you're going to watch some serious cha-ching coming your way. Again, straight from the blue-collar Americans out there, middle-class America, that now have $1 million in the bank come retirement. I love this. The point is to establish just savings reservoirs, for lack of a better word, that you don't consider as being available for regular spending, and then you contribute to them on a regular basis. Armed with those kind of strategies, easy, effortless. And again, we talked the numbers beforehand. I got to revisit this, okay? I'm 50. Say you start now with $200 a month, all right? At regular savings, you don't even have an employer matching or anything else. That's going to be about $250,000 in the bank in 30 years. Those 30 years are going to pass regardless, God willing. Would you like those 30 years to pass with $250,000 waiting for you at the end of it? Or zip, like you got now. Even better, you want to really impress the hell out of me and put the pedal to it? Try $1,000 a month, $30 a day. Guys, these days, that's not so crazy to think about. It can be done. $30 a day, $1,000 a month, start at age 50. All right, $1,000 a month, automatic. It just goes into this account. You are not vacationing the way you used to, or maybe you're not buying that extra car for a couple more years. $1,000 a month. All right, and it sounds like a lot. Guys, I'm as cheap as anybody. You know that. And $1,000 a month, you make that happen, $1.1 million in 30 years. Cut that in half, $500 a month, only about $15 a day. $15 a day, $500,000 in the bank. No extra helpers, no extra anything, your own hard-earned money working for you, $500,000 in the bank 30 years from now. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, the time has flown. I love you. Keep in touch, Facebook, brilliantfrugalliving.com. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, not too steep, but best.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.